But we are listening to Let It Be in the background from the Fab Four, nonetheless, and the stage show, which has been going around the country and has also been in London. It's about to return to London in July to phenomenal, and it is phenomenal, write-ups about the actual show itself. We're going to be talking to one of the main cast members from the actual company that do the particular show, stage show, Let It Be. And on the phone line with us right now is James Fox. How afternoon to you, James.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, man?
I'm very well. Thank you very much indeed. And great. And appreciate you joining us here on 107.6.
Pleasure, mate. Anytime.
Right, now, Let It Be. I mean, it has to be said, first off, as a Beatles fan, you guys doing this particular show, I would imagine, because I've read the reviews now, so it's probably a stupid question, but there's a lot of people listening who haven't read the reviews, don't know what it's all about. But the question is simply this. You have to be Beatles fans.
Do you have to be a Beatles
fan?
Well,
are you? Are you all Beatles fans?
I thought you meant to come and see it. I am a Beatles fan. Yeah, I mean, most musicians are, I guess. They covered so many styles of music, didn't they? But they paved the way for so many artists, you know, and influenced so many that it's hard not to be influenced and be a fan of the Beatles. I mean, they're up there, aren't they?
They're awesome. You know, Simon, we were having a conversation just this week, as it happens, purely by coincidence, and we were talking about the 60s. And if you take Lennon and McCartney and the Beatles out of the 60s, they weren't there. I wonder where we'd be today.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, arguably, there's a few bands like the Beach Boys, you know, might have a say in that as well. There's a lot of, you know, good writers, some great music back then. But I think they were the ones that, you know, they paved the way for everyone else, didn't they? They were the creative sort of driving force of the 60s, you could argue, you know. Fantastic writers.
Absolutely. I detect, James, that you have a Welsh accent.
That's right, yes.
Oh, right. One of our Celtic brothers.
I know, yeah. My girlfriend's from Glasgow, so I often sort of get a little bit confused and end up, you know, sounding a little bit Scottish as well. But I'm definitely Welsh, I think.
All right. So, what part do you play in the stage production?
I play the bass player, which otherwise known as the Paul role. You know, people know the Beatles. I'm doing that one, McCartney role.
All right. Okay. Well, it's one of the leading parts. I would have thought. Who from the company are playing the other three members?
Well, we're very fortunate in this company. There's actually eight of us. So there's two bands that tour because we've been doing the show. I've been doing the show now for nearly 2 years since we opened. In the West End and the Broadway and various other places. There's eight of us, so there's two bands. My band, a guy called Michael Galliano plays John Lennon. John Brosnan plays the George Harrison character, and Ben Cullingworth is the drummer. So then you've got the other guys, you know. So it's sort of a one-on, one-off scenario with the tour. We do eight shows a week and we do four each, so it's it keeps each band fresh, you know, so the audience always get a band that's it's firing, I guess.
So both bands are actually are going to be in the same stage production. You're going to be one day one band in Edinburgh, the next day the other band and such.
That's right, yeah. Some days there's two shows, the matinee and then there's a night show, so we'll split that day up, you know. So just so the audience gets, you know, the best show they can, you know. With eight shows, it's a 2.5 hour thing, for especially for the Lennon and McCartney roles, you know. So it's to do that eight times a week is a bit of an ask, so the producers have generously split the role in half.
Well, you know something, again, it's an obvious question. Let It Be, probably one of their biggest songs, but what's Let It Be, the stage production, all about then? Let's hear what, without giving too much away, go and see the show, everybody.
No,
but
not at all. Well, I sort of did it as the concert that never happened to the Beatles, because obviously they stopped touring, I guess, around 65, 66. So this is basically a chronological live concert with a live band of sort of the Beatles right from the start, the early days of the Cavern, right up until, you know, the rooftop concert, you know, Abbey Road, Let It Be, all that kind of stuff, and everything in between, the Sgt. Pepper, you know, era, and going to America, the Shea Stadium, all that kind of stuff. It basically chronologically goes through the Beatles music catalogue in the two and a bit hours that we're on stage. You know, you get a live concert that's, you know, I guess that the Beatles were never able to perform, that sort of greatest hits concert, as it were. So that's interspersed with, we've got a lot of multimedia footage, big screens that show sort of set up each era while we're changing in the costume. They'll have sort of adverts of the day, you know, just little time capsule to get you into the, you know, the mid-60s, like the psychedelic era. And then we'll appear with Sgt. Pepper costumes. And it's just a lot of fun. Like you said, the reviews have been fantastic. It's been such, you know, so well received. We're very lucky.
I read the reviews, to be quite honest with you. I was quite taken aback, because there was none of them really went below 4 out of 5, if you know what I mean. Most of them were 5 out of 5, and the reviews I thought were incredible.
Yeah, we're almost disappointed if we get a 4 rather than 5 these days. You know, we'd want to go ahead of ourselves. But it's, yeah. I mean, we've taken the show to Liverpool as well a couple of months back, and, you know, to get that sort of report, you know, feedback there, you know, it's that was the acid test for this show, albeit the West End and Broadway. You know, you take it to the Beatles' backyard and, you know, well, get the seal of approval there, I guess we're doing something right.
Absolutely. To pull a great review and a great audience out of Merseyside, out of Liverpool itself, is an accolade. I think it's something that you should be very proud of, to be quite honest. Because like us, like you down there in Wales, like us in Scotland, we're great audiences. The Liverpool audience are just a great... people, aren't they? The Liverpudlians are just great people and very receptive. But when you're actually probably the big, well, it is the biggest thing that ever happened to them in Liverpool, the Beatles, the Fab Four, and the whole town's based on the Fab Four. If you go around with all the Beatles tours and the statues and all the rest of it, for you to get a review out of there as good as you did was frankly amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, we were, you know, the band that were on that night. It was all the pressure all week, but, you know, there's such a warm audience. Just like, you're right, like we just went to Cardiff, we're up in Glasgow, a week back, and we really find the audiences across the UK have been great, but especially these places, and especially Liverpool. You know, we were worried it could have gone either way. These guys see Liverpool, you know, Beatles tribute bands on every street corner. So the production, the attention to detail in this production, and, you know, the whole spectacle of the stage, you know, the night that we put on itself, it's been really successful. So, you know, we're very lucky to get, you know, it's an audience-based show as well, because if it's a live band, we put everything into it and the audience reacts, and then it just makes for a real fun night, you know.
Indeed, I can't wait. But over 40 Beatles songs, I understand.
What was that, sorry?
I said you've got over 40, I believe you've got over 40 different Beatles songs in the production on the evening, in your 2 hours.
That's right, yeah, we've learned even more than that, but I guess, you know, we've got to sort of keep it within the 40, because it's, you know, people, you pretty much play the most memorable ones, but people always come at the end and say, where was this song, where was that song, you know, that's the thing with the Beatles catalogue. But I think, as you said with the reviews, most people are satisfied with the song that we picked, you know, from the Beatles. It covers every era, and it's quite a, you know, I don't think we've missed any major ones out there.
Now, do you think, having stepped into the shoes of Sir Paul McCartney, if you like, do you think, has Paul actually seen the show?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we'd be aware if he had. I know we've been given the seal of approval from his people, for want of a better word, to put the show on. I'm sure they're aware of the reviews it gets, and it's been given the green light by, you know, I guess Apple or whoever runs that part of, you know, the show. But, I don't think he's been. I think we'd be aware if he was in the crowd, and... you know, I hope he does come, because I could have a night off.
Well, he's got a bad habit of turning up unannounced at certain things in Liverpool, you know.
Never know, man. He could well have seen it, but
it would be a little strange to be saying,
you know, I'm seeing him in the second row, I guess.
Well, yes, he would have a quality seat. You would definitely know, no question of that. Well, I'll reserve judgment on what he's missing until Tuesday morning, I can tell you.
But there we go.
Let's talk about you for a second, if I can, all right? So where did your musical career begin?
I guess back, I mean, I've always touched wood. I've always been a musician. I'm 38 now, and I think since 16 I've been lucky enough to be doing music and, you know, making a living out of music, and that's, you know, I couldn't ask for any more than that, really. I guess from the age of 7, it was a Billy Joel concert that was on TV on the BBC when I was 7. I remember watching that with my dad at the time and seeing it. That looks like a good job, you know. So, yeah, ever since an early age, it's just been music for me.